This is Fresh Air. Louise Erdrich's new novel, The Sentence, takes place in a haunted bookshop over a recent and very momentous year, from November 2019 to November 2020. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
The Sentence. It's such an unassuming title, and one that sounds like it belongs to a writing manual. But Louise Erdrich's latest is a deceptively big novel, various in its storytelling styles, ambitious in its immediacy. The Sentence is part of a vanguard of fall fiction by writers as disparate as Jodi Picoult, Gary Steingart, and Michael Connelly that tries to capture a splintering America during this long pandemic moment. For Erdrich, these strange times call for a ghost story that sometimes shifts into social realism, specifically into an account of the first months of the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter protests following the murder of George Floyd. An absorbing and unquiet novel, The Sentence, like the era we're living through, keeps us readers on the alert for the next improbable turn of events looming ahead of us. Erdrich's story starts in a slapstick crime mode, reminiscent of the novels of Elmore Leonard. Our narrator, a wry and resourceful woman named Tuki, recalls the misdeed that years earlier landed her in federal prison. Back then, Tuki drove a refrigerated grocery van, and she was asked by a grieving friend to steal the corpse of a recently deceased lover away from another woman's house. Tuki pulled off the snatch, but didn't notice that packets of cocaine were taped under the corpse's armpits. Arrested, Tuki took the fall. She tells us that the most important skill I gained in prison was to read with murderous attention. Mercifully released after 10 years, Tuki, who's Native American, landed a job at Birchbark Books in Minneapolis, the very same independent bookstore that Louise Erdrich owns in real life. Erdrich herself makes sporadic appearances here, but she's by no means the most jarring presence in the bookstore. In November 2019, Tuki ominously tells us, "Death took one of my most annoying customers, but she did not disappear." Flora was a white woman who patronized Birchbark, which specializes in Native books. Tuki calls her a stalker of all things indigenous. At first, Flora's spectral activities are confined to footsteps and book reshufflings. But as the pandemic manifests itself in late winter of 2020, Flora's behavior grows more sinister. She wants to take possession of Tuki, who shifts from pissed off to petrified. There's also a suspicion that Flora's death may have been caused by the last sentence of the last book that she was reading. Throughout her long career, and most recently in her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Night Watchman, Erdrich has interwoven the workings of things seen and unseen into her writing. White appropriation and the attempted decimation of Native identity have also been Erdrich's abiding subjects. But these unprecedented times call forth unusual strategies from writers. In the second half of The Sentence, Erdrich layers on a style closer to creative nonfiction as Tuki witnesses the protests in Minneapolis following the killing of George Floyd. Here's Tuki describing her drive to work. "I passed burnt-out stores with walls like broken teeth. I passed a woman with a shopping cart full of children, pockets of peace, then smoking ruins, then tanks, and full-out soldiers in battle gear. I passed a popcorn store that was open, and I stopped to buy popcorn. The popcorn smell modified the smell of old tear gas, sour, musky chalk. I passed through darkness and got stopped by a cloud when I was nearly home. It was a cloud of emotion. I came to a halt and tried to breathe my way through the mist. It was cleared by the loud curfew alert on my phone. Though I've never put Norman Mailer and Louise Erdrich together before, sections like this one remind me of Mailer's 1968 masterpiece, The Armies of the Night, his so-called nonfiction novel chronicling an earlier time of fracture and unrest in America. All is tumultuous in the sentence, the spirits, the country, Erdrich's own style. One of the few constants this novel affirms is the power of books. Tukey recalls that everyone at Birchbark is delighted when bookstores are deemed an essential business during the pandemic, making books as important as food, fuel, heat, garbage collection, snow shoveling, and booze. No arguments here. And I'd add the sentence to the growing list of fiction that seems pretty essential for a deeper take on the times we're living through.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. Tomorrow, Will Smith returns to our show. He stars in the new film King Richard, playing the father of Venus and Serena Williams, and he has a new memoir called Will. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering help today from Mike Villers. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.